you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Brand new week here on Drive Time Sports, and as far as the Coach's Corner goes, we're going to start by talking about some wrestling. We only have a few weeks left in the wrestling season. In fact, you look, and before you know it, baseball is going to be starting. We've got like a month left in the high school basketball season. That's how fast things are flying. The Emory Spartan wrestling team traveled on the road. They were in Gunnison over the weekend, and they performed quite well. Several wrestlers really showing up, a lot of matches. A lot for the coaching staff to keep track of. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory Spartan Wrestling Squad. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Coach, it was a busy weekend for you guys. Busy week for you in general as we get down to the final couple of weeks of the wrestling season. I mean, it's going by in a real blur. But you guys were in Gunnison both Friday and Saturday, and you guys got a lot of wrestling. You and I were going over the results off the cuff, and boy, man, a lot of action for this wrestling team on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we went to a round-robin tournament over there. I think they had 14 teams at it, and they kind of split them into pools, and they did 8, 9, and 10-man pools, kind of a 10-man round-robin bracket, and they all got a bunch of matches in, and we come out of there with a lot of wins. And we learned a lot and polished some of our techniques and got some good ideas on how to beat some of those upper-level wrestlers. And it was a really, really good tournament. The kids wrestled great.
It's so many matches for all these kids. I mean, if you look at some of the results, you know, AC Reeve gets 9 matches. You know, you look at Drake Mangum gets 9 matches. Gage Mangum gets close to 10 matches. I mean, for a coach, how do you manage to try to put your attention, you know, all the way around when you have so many kids and so many events? I mean, it's impossible to watch every single one live.
Oh, it was crazy, and I got to give a big shout out to my stat girls for being there to video them all. And we've been reviewing video the rest of the weekend and having a ball. And, you know, they were on 6 mats in one gym, so that helped. And then, you know, my assistant coaches are amazing. I have got a wonderful coaching staff this year. Coach Thornley, Coach Robbie, and John Mangum, and Travis Allen. And they were good to help me spread out. And we tried to keep at least one coach with each kid that was wrestling at a time, and they wrestled really well.
As you and I were going over the records, a couple of kids that stood out, I mean, Gus Dalton and Corby Christiansen, these two come away with only one loss over the course of the entire weekend, and we're talking about 8 to 9 matches for both these guys.
Yeah, they wrestled great, and only the upper-level wrestlers give these two a challenge. So I was really glad to see that there were some kids there that will push their buttons and make them come home and work on some stuff and get them prepared and get them tight and right for the postseason. And it's coming up here real quick, so we're really excited about it. You know, we did come out of the weekend with some bumps and bruises. We got some sore ribs and sore fingers and sore elbows and stuff like that, and they wrestled through pain and came out. You know, pretty much everybody who went in the tournament finished, but we did get Gage Mangum foot banged up, so he didn't finish the last couple. So a couple of those losses were forfeits for him, but he did great, and we're really proud of him for jumping up and filling a varsity spot for us there. You know, Chase went out on an ankle injury the night before at practice, so we were pretty bummed to have him out, but everybody wrestled really good.
One of the kids that continues to stand out, and every time you and I have a conversation, I mean, we're talking about him getting victories, it's AC Reeve, the heavyweight spot for you guys. I mean, has AC really developed into a strong, strong possibility of a state champion for you guys at the top at 285?
He's sitting ranked number 2 right now. You know, they update these rankings every week. And I'm so excited. We talked about this the first of the season. I have 4 number 2 seeds going into the postseason right now. And I'm super charged about that. And AC's one of them. You know, Corby has a co-2 seed with the South Summit kid with a GWAB kid over them at 113. I've got Gus Dalton ranked second, and I split with second and third at 152. I've got Newt ranked two at 170, and I've got AC ranked number two at heavyweight. And right there pushing him every day is Drake Hoffman, who's a ranked wrestler, is our junior varsity wrestler at 285. And he's a little light for the class, you know, weighing right around 250 and wrestling those big boys like a dream. So, you know, wrestle-offs last week were a two-point match between AC and Drake. So these guys are pushing each other hard in the room. And with those guys pushing like that, things look really good. You know, my 106-pounders, I've got two of them that are top eight in the state right now. I believe Dwayne's ranked number five at 120. Drake Mangum is ranked number six. Zach World's ranked number five at 32. You know, we've got Briar Macarello, who took out two ranked kids this weekend again at 138. We don't have him in the ranking yet, but he'll be there. And at 145, I believe McKay is sitting split fourth, fifth. So, you know, come tournament play, line bracket play, our team's going to shine. We're going to put points on the board and really do well. And I'm deep in those lower weights, and they're going to knock out a lot of varsity kids and keep them from scoring points against us. You know, we've got Jaron and Dax and you know, Cage Mangum at 26, and Aiden Mortensen's another one of our freshmen that's really coming along and wrestling well at 132. And, you know, he's been between 38 and 32. And we've got also Zane DeFace healthy again back at 120. So, I mean, I am pretty deep at 120 on guys that can beat varsity kids. So, and that's one we forgot to talk about, Zane DeFay at the junior varsity level this weekend. He wrestled amazing too. So
definitely a lot to get excited about. Definitely a lot, Coach. Again, we're being joined by Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory Sport and Wrestling Team. You brought up an interesting point there, Coach, something that I've never really thought about. Some of the younger kids may be clearing a path for some of the varsity kids on this team. That's an interesting dynamic, I guess, I never really thought about when we talk about wrestling, especially state tournament time.
Yes, you know, state tournament time. In the divisional tournament especially, we hope to push at least two in every weight class into the top eight at divisionals and get them into the 16-man bracket at the state tournament. And, you know, we can put two individuals in at each weight class, and those lower five weight classes, we should be able to get it done. And then that also helps us, you know, at the state tournament, take out some of those scoring wrestlers for the opposing teams, and it helps us all the way through. So I'm really kind of excited to see what kind of numbers we can put on the board, what kind of team points we can score with our wrestlers, because, you know, the wrestlers that I have are tight and right. We're excited about them.
Coach, let's take a look at what the schedule looks like for you guys this week. You'll travel to Manti on Wednesday, and then you're going to go to the Rockwell Rumble, which is going to be at Utah Valley on both Friday and Saturday. So, again, a very busy week for you guys as we continue to just move right through the month of January. It doesn't slow down anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. And Manti should be, you know, they've got a couple of ranked wrestlers in a couple of weight classes. We're going to have our hands full, but as a whole, we should dominate Manti, and we should come out of there healthy and tight and right and ready to wrestle at the Rumble. And the Rockwell Rumble is a national invitational, and, you know, it's kind of the elite of the elite. These kids will march in there in a 64 or a 32-man bracket and have to survive to medals. So the ones that are going, they've got their hands full, and they know what level that we're going to wrestle at. And the neat part about that is that it's at the same venue as the state tournament, which gets these guys excited about wrestling there. It gets them used to the facility. They can take those tough matches home there in that in that atmosphere and visualize that state tournament and really come back ready to wrestle.
That's, again, another very interesting point because, you know, we always talk about home court advantage for Emory in basketball. The fact that you have the standalone hoops and the depth perception for opposing teams is completely different when they come into the Spartan Center. And, of course, home field advantage always seems to play a factor in baseball and football. Wrestling, I mean, getting to know the facility in itself, it can't hurt. I mean, knowing the environment you're going to be in when you're competing for a state championship.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime you can go wrestle in the place that you're going to do your finals in and have a feel for that, and if you own it in your mind, you own it in reality. And if you can go see that and smell it and taste it, and I'm big on visualization, so these guys can go wrestle as tough a matches as they're going to see up there this weekend and then come back for the state finals ready to wrestle, so.
Well, as the schedule moves on, Coach, as far as home wrestling meets go, I don't have the schedule in front of me. We're getting down to it, right, as far as home meets go?
Yeah, we're getting I've got two more. I've got one more, excuse me. North San Pete's going to come, not this week, but next week. We go to Gunnison on Tuesday, and they come on Wednesday, and then we do a week off and then divisionals, so it'll be good.
Yeah, the season is rapidly coming to an end. I can't believe how fast it's moving. Again, already in the middle of January. And, Coach, it's always fun to get you on and get updates on this team. My old boys are working extremely hard, so I appreciate you making out the time to talk a little bit about their progress this deep into the season.
Yep, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay.
Again, that's Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory Spartan Wrestling Team talking about that high tempo, that high schedule. It's a grind for wrestling. I'm kind of shocked that injuries don't occur more often in that sport. It's such a physical, demanding schedule for these kids. And we get down to the final few weeks of the season. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We're going to talk NFL football. Going beyond the X's and O's, were the Pittsburgh Steelers outcoached? Was it that simple? Was Mike Tomlin outcoached as Pittsburgh fell victim to the upset bug yesterday? We'll talk about that, plus look ahead of the NFC-AFC championship games. That's coming up next on Drive Time Sports.